Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, damn, Skippy is starting now. Happy Tuesday to you. You are indeed in the loop. I don't know what just happened in that crosstalk.
And Ray Nitschke. No,
I'm okay. All right. You lost me. You lost me a few names ago.
John Sirius. He took off his members only jacket.
You're dang. That's right. Ready to go. Yeah, yeah. To expose his Columbia fishing shirt. He is in.
I'm in.
He is in it.
Back in my groove.
That's right. All right. Let's get in it here on a Tuesday. You know all the typical things happening. Get involved with the program. Text line 713-572-4610. We always appreciate the back and forth. A conversation. They are also appreciative of the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And happy Tuesday to you. Actually, Figgy, can you make sure that I'm correct on this? It's a Texas Ticket Tuesday?
It is. Oh. An early edition.
Okay. Wow. All right. So we got tickets to what, the Cards game?
Yep, the Cardinals game.
Okay, cool. So that'll
not
be happening.
Not Kansas City. Not this week, but no. Next week.
But, buddy, I bet them phone lines would be jumping just at the opportunity. I'll find my way to Kansas City for this one.
Yeah.
It should be incredibly fun. And, look, I don't know that anybody has had more confidence in the possibilities for the Texans in the upcoming game than the way that this season has gone. And it's been quite a roller coaster. I imagine if you managed to chart the confidence level of Texans fans about this game from when it was announced, when we got the schedule, to the training camp. There was probably like an up and then a down, and it's all over the place, but now probably at its all-time high. We have time before we get there. And as we mentioned, Texas Ticket Tuesday for the Cardinals game will happen later today. Also, I think we have some ticket giveaways for some Cougars basketball as well.
Yes, we do.
Man, it's December. Giving spirit, baby. We always got you covered here on Houston Sports Leader. John, there's still obviously things to dissect from the Texans getting a division win versus the Colts. 20-16 on Sunday at what some are calling the Stroud House.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Pat McAfee had a good time with that, talking to CJ Stroud. But
as only he can do.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. There's one of the things that I asked myself as we were watching this football game was, do you feel like the Texans have a bona fide run game now? Because this is a thing that we've kind of monitored for a long time. One, because it is adjacent to one of the big conversations that we had. With this team coming in, which was the offensive line, mm-hmm. right? The offensive line is pivotal. It is important to running the football in any way, shape, or form. And that's something that we did not have a lot of confidence in early. But this is back-to-back weeks of having the same offensive line with a whole bunch of big boys.
Yeah.
So there's that, right? There's Woody Marks finding his established place as running back one in this running back room. And there's been the constant talk from D'Amico Ryans, Nick Kaley, and anybody else who had an opportunity to talk about that in the way that they want to be a running team. They want to be physical. They want to be aggressive. They want to be able to, you know, control the clock, have time of possession. All of that seems to point back to running. And so let me just start with how it feels for you, John Lopez. Does it feel like this team actually has a bona fide running game?
Short answer, yes. And we are not, what, 3-4 weeks maybe removed from sitting in these very chairs and wondering, why are they doing this? You know, it's not working. Remember, we've had that discussion multiple times.
Yes.
Why? How can you call yourself What was it? We want to not dominate the line of control, the line of scrimmage, and run the ball and impose our will. That was another one. And we're like, why are you doing this? It's you know, we're 7, 8, 9 weeks in, and it wasn't working. Here's the thing, though. Just a couple of tweaks, a big tweak on the offensive line, and all of a sudden, they're not a great running attack. They're, you know, you always, you know, have the key numbers that can back these things up.
Oh, shucks.
But they're not a great, I don't think by any gauge, running attack. But here's where it's key. You have to plan for it if you're the opponent. You have to figure out a way to, you know, stop them from, you know, 2 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, 12 yards, you know, from, because they're not giving up on the running game and it's showing a little more success. That's a running game. That's a run game. It absolutely is.
And you know what's funny is that's kind of how I felt as well watching this game, is mm-hmm. I felt like, all right, yeah. Finding a way to run the ball more convincingly. They're obviously the time of possession, the way that they're able to win that consistently feels like, okay, that means something. Then I went and looked at the numbers because looked at the numbers, the thing that I looked at was just the offensive line feels better. It feels like they're more aware.
Yes.
It feels like they're getting more push on the front. I mean, that is what is enabled them to mm-hmm. at least twice get under center with Cade Stover and be able to actually like push for a yard. Like mm-hmm. they looked like a team that could be aggressive at the point of attack, which is not something you could say all season long for this Texans team. Then I got into the numbers.
Okay.
And I'm going to be entirely honest. It shocked me that the numbers in this game looked the way that they were.
Mm-hmm.
Derogatory.
Yeah.
Right? It did not hold up with what my kind of thought process was for this. Can I take you to, let me see, where do I have it here? Yards before contact, which again feels mm-hmm. like that would be indicative of
the line,
the offensive line getting pushed, because that was one of the things I was like, let me see if I could back this up. And I'm just looking at this week 13 game. They got about a half a yard before contact, 0.58. Not that that matters a lot. The most important thing is I looked at that mm-hmm. relative to the other weeks of the season for the Texans. That's the second worst yards before contact
mm-hmm.
that they've had this season.
Okay.
And it's second only to the Buffalo game, weirdly enough.
Yeah, but I also think, let's look at yards after contact, because then you start talking about Woody Marks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And this is where, yards after contact was 2.6, which is sixth best.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Yeah.
A little bit more interesting. And I was like, just the idea that it was the Buffalo game and the Colts game where you had the least yards mm-hmm. before contact just did not sit right with me. The thing that was frustrating as well is that the stuff rate, like the rate mm-hmm. at which they were stuffed at the line of scrimmage, second highest to the Seattle game,
mm-hmm.
which again, does not seem to track with what it feels like, the feeling, the visceral feeling of watching this run game. And I'm trying to find a way to square this, John Lopez.
Can I help?
Please.
They ran 4 tush pushes. Stover, Red Rover,
sure.
Stovers.
Sure.
That's getting stuffed. All they want is a yard.
Fair.
You know what I mean? So there's 4 snaps right there in the run game. I don't know exactly how many they had. But
well, they, yeah.
There's 4, which is a pretty decent number that is going to skew that yards before contact.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So you have to kind of take into, you know, this is where trust your eyes comes into play.
And then I think also it's worth noting that even running the football, Woody Marks, who had a relative good day in the way that it felt and with the, you know, the caveat of the ankle, 3.4 yards a carry. Nick Chubb, 3.8 yards a carry. Those are not things that you would write down as these are great games. And I think that this is where it's real interesting for me because I think I am more inclined, you know me, numbers guy, I'm more inclined to lean into my feel here, especially when you add in the context that you did, which I really appreciate you bringing up here, is it feels like their run game is good for what they need it to be good for.
Yeah.
They didn't have a lot of explosive runs in this, like the only two 10-plus yard rushes versus, I mean, many games this year where they had three or four. There's even a game where they had five of those versus the Jags in week 10. And it just, but it was good for what they needed. They were able to matriculate down the field. They were able to hold on to the, you know, hold on to the football. They were able to have tough runs when they needed it, including Woody Marks. When you're trying to salt the game away, and it's like, hey, I'm touched 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, but I'm going to fall forward for an additional five or six.
Yeah,
right. This is the thing that it feels like. And so, I'm willing to say numbers be damned. I don't want to say that they have a prolific run game by any means, but they have an effective one, which is all that they need, especially for what the recipe is that they've tried to build. Which, to me, correct me if you think I'm wrong, it almost feels a little bit like a SEC game plan circa the mid-teens of the 20.
Hit it, and then all of a sudden you get a bigger play.
And we're just gonna wear you down. Yeah. We're gonna time of possession you. And it's going to be enough. Now, it's not going to be the Alabama SEC of it, but you know, you get what I'm saying. It feels like that is the way that they're going, and they're finding a way for you to squint and see it.
Yeah, and I think that's why there are elements, and there are times, and this is one, where you really do have to trust your eyes. You know, not only the four tush pushes, but there were some plays where they knew that they were running into a box. I mean, we could see it watching from the TV, on TV, and yet they did it. And D'Amico actually addressed this a little bit yesterday on the coach's show. Like, we're just trying to, you know, make sure that we can still do play action. So it you know, there are elements in it in which they're, as I said to start, I wouldn't say they're a great running team, but they're a running team, and then they're leaning on it and they're relying on it to set up so many other things.
Yeah, and I think I'm glad that you mentioned play action, because this is just a random note that I had made that now comes up when the words play action trigger me. It felt like they sold play action better, and it's not even just about like them running the ball more, because I actually don't subscribe to that. I do subscribe to the nerd dork theory that the play action is more just about selling it rather than running the football effectively in order for people to bite on it.
Yeah.
They did sell it a lot better, because there was a point in time early in the season where we're like, I'm sitting here looking like there's no way that's a play action. Now, some of those instances was the running back is like, what's more important, me selling this play action or actually picking up this, you know, this you know,
the block,
pass pro block that I need to go get to, right? I think that's some of it. But there was instances where it was like, this is a bad play action sell, right? There was a lot better sells this game, which I imagine also helped have those linebackers bite. But that's neither here nor there. When it comes to the run game, it does feel like it is finding a way to be more effective. Also, just because the line is being more aware in instances. We talked about that Woody Marks 16-yard run on the outside zone where he cuts it up, where these guys are stepping to the right. And you got Ed Ingram leveling somebody. You got Titus Howard at the left guard spot wheeling around and being aware that, hey, I actually, what would typically be my assignment in here is not here. So let me check back and make sure that this backside block or backside defender doesn't go and trip my guy up. I think that those are the little things that are making this a little more tenable.
I think the other thing that ties directly into that is a lot of times they don't waste plays, but they know it's not going to be you know, a big gainer, but it's also going to set up other things. You know, you talk about running between the guards and the tackles. Sometimes they know that that's going to go for 3 yards at the most. But it sets up the outside zone. They did mix in some of that, as you just mentioned, a lot more in this game. So even the run game, it's not just passes that set up other passes or play action or whatever. It's the run game being able to set up other options on the edges.
Yeah, and I think also, to be fair, some of this is just an acknowledgement of what hasn't worked for them and actually making the adjustment. I think D'Amico on the coach's show with Vandermeer and Harris made point of like, as the game went along versus the Colts, they were like, hey, how about we run it to the outside? And I was sitting there listening to it like, some of us were looking at Grover Stewart in there and being like, don't run at him. And I think that better late than never is the way that I will say this. And maybe that's a little bit too tongue-in-cheek with it. Maybe that's a little cheeky with it. I get it. But yes, acknowledging what your personnel is and doing the things that are going to make it successful, that is also a good thing that helped them that's helping them.
I would be also interested what the effect, how many negative plays they're getting in the run game. You talk about yards before contact, but I think that you just feel as if, again, trusting your eyes, you're not getting the minus twos and minus threes on the run game as much either. So that still, it's not a loss. It's a D'Amico Ryans, you know, we don't want any negative plays thing. So I think that helps.
Yeah. So I see you 830 on the text line. Texans are not a good run team. The offensive line is soft and rarely physical. I don't think you can say that with the current iteration of this. I'm not, and again, I want to make it abundantly clear, not saying this is a great run team.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure how much I could say this is like a very good or good even run team.
But it is a run team.
It feels like it's effective enough in the run to make this work, which is one of those things that it might be that we've been worn down and the erosion of the season has gotten us to this place where that's good. That's good enough for me, but I think it is good enough for me. And that is worthwhile in my estimation. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going here on a Tuesday in the loop. Coming up next, Rockets were in action the first back-to-back of the season. And unfortunately, they fall to the Utah Jazz. Is this just one of those make or miss type of games? Or is there a little something in here that is something that we need to watch for the Rockets? 713-572-4610. I want to talk that out next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.